Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us a very, very special guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman. And Dr. Kaufman is one of the people who's led the battle to try to preserve our freedom against the well-organized group of people of great wealth who have a different agenda. Now, most people find it difficult to believe that there would be people of great wealth who are intent upon changing the world, that have used communism and Nazism and have used all these various isms. Now, of course, we call it Islamic fundamentalism, but they are all being used to justify the altering of the governments of the world as we know them. Certainly the coming Islamic war will be used to destroy not only the government of Iraq, but the government of Iran, the government of Syria, and probably of a number of other Islamic countries, and replacing those administrations with governments that will be dependable and will go along with our policy of a new world order and a new world religion. You notice that recently, of course, the government of Turkey was turned out. The existing government that we supported got about 2% of the vote, and the radical Islamists got well over 30% of the vote. They will, of course, install a new government, and you can be sure that before very long, if they do not toe the line and go along with the internationalist objectives, why, there'll be a military coup, and they'll replace that with a military dictatorship, as similar to the ones we support today in the Pakistan, the military dictatorship we support in Algiers, the one-party system we support in Egypt. We want, of course, leaders who will go along with our agenda and not necessarily represent the people. We call that democracy. But it really has nothing to do with rule by the people. It has rule by the elite. But the elite have an agenda. They have a goal. And they're bringing this about by a process that they refer to as sustainable development. And sustainable development then is being used to justify ever more control over our lives. And, of course, the rapid expansion of government control, international control over the nations of the world. Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be back with you.
Well, now, of course, you've been fighting this for a number of years, trying to let the American people know about these people working behind the scenes. Could you explain to our listeners what sustainable development is really all about? Because if you read their publications, this is what they keep talking about. Oh, we've got to have sustainable development. What are they talking about?
Well, sustainable development, Stan, as you well know, is not definable. It is a very subjective thing. I think everybody in the listening audience has an appreciation of their understanding of sustainable development, but does not have a clue as to what the United Nations intends to do with sustainable development. Sustainable development, I think, to most people means that you don't want to do something stupid today that's going to jeopardize your children, your grandchildren, and so forth. But the actual United Nations and International Union for the Conservation of Nature definition of sustainable development is radically, radically different. And we need to understand that their purpose behind sustainable development is fundamentally to control you and I. That was the primary purpose when I was down at Johannesburg 2 months ago at the World Summit on Sustainable Development, was to implement a series of goals in which the United Nations would become the clearinghouse for all land use in the world. In other words, they were looking to ultimately create a international EPA or Environmental Protection Agency of some sort. That was actually discussed at the same time that we were down in Johannesburg. They wanted to implement or bring out, like they did, the Biodiversity Treaty and the Global Warming Treaty and so forth in the 1992 Rio Summit. they wanted to bring out what was called the Covenant on the Environment and Development that was written by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature back in 1995. It's been updated in 2000. And it would, and it's a 220-page document. It's a treaty that has not been brought out before the world yet. And it literally, and I can't overemphasize this enough, it literally would control everything that you do. And it's based primarily on the Earth, help me out, Sam.
The Earth Charter?
Yeah, the Earth Charter. Yes, thank you. The Earth Charter, which is basically a pantheistic document that is going to force every citizen of the world to practice pantheistic goals, which is to protect Mother Earth from the hand of man.
And I think what people must understand is that when they, of course, get through these international rules, it means that if you were to do something on your property, you were to do anything on your property, why, you could be put in a prison by these world courts because you would have violated these world rules, and the constitutional protections which we have here in America would not apply. You would become a world criminal. And you know, people have been put in prison here in the United States for, or at least have lost their property and have been impoverished and threatened with prison for killing a kangaroo rat or, accidentally damaging something in the environment that they had no idea even that they were committing a crime. We've seen how they've impoverished the people up in Klamath Basin. What happened in Klamath Basin was part of this overall sustainable development program of really forcing people off their land and putting these areas into wilderness areas using the suckerfish or the coho salmon or some phony justification. But this is all part of this world movement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we need to recognize that while the World Summit on Sustainable Development 2 months ago pretty much was a failure as far as the United Nations is concerned, their agenda still is ongoing. They've got 100 different venues in which they are implementing their agenda, even though they were not able to get what they wanted to get at the Johannesburg Summit. And it's important for us to recognize and not let our guard down and be ever vigilant, as Jefferson warned us to be, because these people are literally designing to take our land away from us and assume control over it so that, and it's going to sound like an exaggeration, but it is not. They want to have the ability to control every single action that you take, both in business and the use of your land, so that they can, quote-unquote, ensure sustainable development or your ecosystem that you happen to be living on.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I want to mention that we're going to be putting on a all-day seminar. It's going to be here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be on the 23rd of November. That's a week from this coming Saturday. It's going to start in the morning. The doors are going to open at 8 o'clock and, of course, close at 6 o'clock in the evening. We're going to actually have this all-day seminar, and we're going to have Jeannie Soderman talking about what happened at Johannesburg. She attended this, and she has more information than really anybody that I know about some of these plans and how they fit together. Really, they intend to set up a world fascist society, and it is being implemented with the full knowledge and control of people at the highest echelons of our government. But of course, they've got you diverted by what's happening in the stock market. They've got you diverted by the coming war with Iraq. They've got you diverted by all sorts of entertainment and all sorts of problems. And you're not really understanding that these people know exactly what they're doing. That they've actually drawn up a new charter for the world to replace the Ten Commandments. They've created an Ark of Hope to replace the Ark of the Covenant. And, of course, everything you're seeing is the mirror image of God's plan for the world. And, of course, we hope that you want to come to this all-day seminar. We're going to have luncheon. We're putting together the syllabus. We have to know if you're coming so we can have enough syllabuses, so we can have enough lunches. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll get you a map. I'll tell you exactly where this is going to be. Come, encourage your friends to come, because we're going to talk about what's going to happen financially, and you better begin preparing for the difficult times that lie ahead. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course the question would be asked, would my enemy write a book and tell exactly what he intended to do? Yes, of course he'd write a book of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, 1,142 pages, published by the Cambridge University Press. You can still order that and get it. It's all laid out there. The whole program for sustainable development, how we have to do away with all the monotheistic religions, how do we have to get back to the way the religion that they had before the wicked white man came out, how the abundance of food is a terrible thing, what we need is food shortage, how really have to we get the world population down to 2 million, too many people, we just can't sustain these large numbers of people. And so we will have wars, and we will have plagues, and we will have terrible tragedies, and the people will shrug and say, oh, well, it's always going to affect somebody else. It will never affect me. Well, if you're indifferent to the suffering of the people in Afghanistan today, where they're still dying in large numbers because the battles continue over there, and, oh, gee, shucks, we just shot a missile into a wedding party, but, oh, well, that was because, of course, they were shooting their guns into the air. And we thought that they were anti-aircraft fire. And now we're going to go into Iraq and, well, into Syria and Iraq and Iran next and maybe a couple of other countries over there. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And believe me, of course, the Iranians do have nuclear weapons. I don't know whether Saddam has them, but the Iranians have had them for a long time, just waiting for America to be drawn in. And of course, if you think that we will be immune here at home from what's about to happen, you really do not understand the plan of the people who work within the shadows, who worship a different God, who dream a different dream. And of course, I feel that we're moving into terrible, terrible times, and you better begin preparing for it, and not only physically and from a public health point of view, and from a personal health point of view, but also from a spiritual point of view, so that your mind will already be made up when the time comes, when you are told. You're going to have to take that little chip, because that's the only way we can be sure that you're not a terrorist or that somebody isn't using your card, the only means by which you can buy or sell. You better decide right now what you're going to do and make plans, because I believe those times are not too far ahead. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Kaufman?
I think we're getting very, very close. You know, we kind of threw a little roadblock in their way at the World Summit on Sustainable Development, but it's not going to be a very long-term effect. And the agenda is going on. It's ongoing. If you look at biblical prophecy, all of the various characteristics of the end days are happening around us as we speak right now. Many of them are in the process of being fulfilled. Does that mean it's going to be tomorrow or next month or even next year? I don't know. Nobody does. But at the same time, you would be a fool not to acknowledge the fact that this is happening, and we need to be very sensitive as to what we should be doing in our role in either one, stopping this agenda, because we're constantly told to fight evil wherever we find it, are to warn people so that they too might know the kingdom of God and salvation.
Amen to that. And of course, if we could only touch the lives of a few people and bring them into the kingdom, but I'll tell you what, I think there are an awful lot of people today who go to the to churches, we're told that they have nothing to absolutely worry about. Their whole job is simply to support what the government says, because, of course, the government is working under God's auspices, and, of course, everything happening is what God wants. And if maybe their God wants abortion and crime as we see it, and homosexuality, sexuality and the wars and the suffering and the AIDS epidemic that has already killed almost 30 million people throughout the world. Maybe their God wants that, but I don't believe my God wants that at all. He's allowing these things to happen, and I think he weeps because of the refusal of the ministers of this country to address the fact we are moving towards the world government of the Antichrist. When was anybody who talked about the whole idea of world government was a Luciferian concept? It always has been, and of course it's being supported by the leaders of both political parties. In fact, no one in either political party leadership will speak out against the United Nations and its continuing encroachment, not only on our freedom, but the freedom of the people of the world. Well, now, you've written a wonderful little book. We actually carry that book. What's the title?
It's called The Countdown, Birth of World Government. You caught me off guard there.
The Birth of World Government, we carry this. It's a small little book, but I like it because it's a brief book. It's easy to read. What is it, about 100 pages?
Yes, about 100, a little less than 100 pages and well-referenced.
And, of course, it goes into the background of this whole move to use sustainable development to bring about this world dictatorship. And that's really what they're talking about.
It is. No question about it. And it's not too far around the corner. Now, back in mid-1990s, I thought by now we'd be seeing more. You know, I'm a little wrong on the timing, but it's still advancing, and it's still going to come. Whether it's this year or next year or the year after, it's inevitable that it's going to come unless enough Americans stand up and literally pull the bottom card out of their house of evil cards.
And now, of course, we see this move towards fast track, you know, opening up our borders, you know, to all these other countries, because, boy, look at all those people over in China who are going to buy our goods, and all those people in Mexico are going to buy our goods. So we've got to just tear down our tariff barriers. And the trouble is, before we did that, we had a positive balance of trade with Mexico. Now we have a massive negative balance of trade. I mean, we're talking this year of $400 to $450 billion trade deficit. We're the largest debtor nation in the world.
Yes, we are.
Are you concerned about this movement to tear down the tariff barriers here in the Western Hemisphere? Is this a stepping stone towards the consolidation of the Western Hemisphere in the same way that they've consolidated Europe?
No question about it. I've written actually several things about that particular issue. And to me, what we're seeing with the free trade zone of Americas is a creation of the European Union for the American states. I do not think, however, it will include all of the Americas. It will include probably North America as one unit and South America as another. And the primary reason for that is there are too many disparate differences between the economies and the social aspects of North and South America to survive as one economic unit. However, as a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, right now as we speak with the Monterey Conference back in March of this year, as you well know, they pushed very hard and were successful in restructuring the financial architecture of the world, and they are very busily advocating the actual creation of these economic zones or economic regions that will act very much like the European Union. And right now there are seven of them, with the Free Trade Zone of America potentially being one of them. The African Union was just created just prior to the World Summit on Sustainable Development in Africa just this last August, and there are others in the embryonic stages in Southeast Asia and elsewhere where that makes seven of them. And if you consider that Africa and the Americas will probably split into two each, that's nine. And when you look at the biblical prophecy of the ten horns, and I know a lot of people still believe that it's going to be the European Union, I think we have to realize that we're very close to seeing the world divided up into 10 economic regions by the masters, the arc masters of this whole economic scheme to consolidate the world under a feudal system of financial control.
And that's really what it is about. It's really a reinstitution of feudalism with feudal lords, these people of great wealth and great power, and then, of course, a massive military system by which, of course, they can crush any opposition, and then everybody else enslaved and impoverished, as they are, for instance, in Argentina today. Here was a very wealthy country doing very well, a growing middle class. Today, half of the country of Argentina lives in poverty. They've lost their life savings. They've lost everything. And, of course, it's all a direct result, of the monetary manipulation. And now, of course, one of the big moves I see is the coming effort to have, for instance, all of this Northern American zone have one currency. We're not hearing too much about it, but I think it's only a matter of time. Just as they have one currency in Europe, so we'll have one currency for North America and perhaps for Central America. And perhaps you're right, there will be a different currency in South America. But, I think they'll get away with whatever they possibly can.
Absolutely.
If they could unite the whole of the Western Hemisphere, fine. You may be right that they'll have a Southern Hemisphere and a Northern Hemisphere. But believe me, this whole thing is to do away with national sovereignty. That's why they have been working so long to bring about a multicultural society. That's why they've opposed America as the official language of our nation. That's why when you go onto an airplane today, why, of course, you'll hear the directions both in English and in Spanish, and probably one day you'll see another language, maybe in Arabic as well, because what has happened, this has all been funded by the Ford Foundations and the great other tax-exempt foundations, intent upon destroying America and moving us into this this new multicultural society. Didn't happen by accident, happened by long-range planning. And the American people are too dumb to realize what's happening. What's your thoughts on that, Michael?
No question about it. The single currency or the consolidation of the currencies was one of the background items that was not openly discussed at the Monterrey Conference down in Mexico in March. But they wanted to start the reformation of the IMF so that it can become the World Bank. Which would be the same, run the same way as our Federal Reserve, except at the international level, with the long-term goal, of course, of having a common monetary system. It only makes sense if you want to rule the world financially, you would want to have a single monetary system. And as a consequence, this whole concept that you were just describing is actually in the planning stages and is evolving as we speak.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here, and I just want to mention my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can get certainly by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes the video, the audio tape, and, of course, the book itself, for all for $29.95. And it's important that you get it. It has transformed lives. And I was at a meeting this weekend, and a gentleman was telling me how that book had impacted on his daughter. It had certainly drawn her far closer to Christ. My book's 140 pages. Now, we also carry The Birth of a World Government by Dr. Michael Kaufman. It's available by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. If you want to get into the background of what happened on September 11th of last year, you need to get my video. It's called 911 Contrived. And, of course, if you want the documentation on so much of that, it's up at my website at radioliberty.com. And there we've actually, our October newsletter is Christine Breitweiser's testimony before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence on the 18th of September last year, totally blocked out by the controlled media. If you'd like a free copy of our last October newsletter and you haven't gotten the newsletter before, our number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-44-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope many of you will want to subscribe to the Radio Liberty newsletter and get the information, the cutting-edge information you're going to need to be able to survive yourself and your family in times such as this. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Dr. Kaufman, would you like to get your telephone number out there so people would know how they could reach you if they'd like to get more information from your ministry?
By all means, it's 1-800-799-9878. That's 1-800-799-9878. Or you can go to our website, discerningtoday.org, discerningtoday.org.
And Dr. Kaufman has a lot of wonderful information. He's got some great videos that will help you to get this information together. And it's your obligation, your responsibility, your assignment is to get the material and then start showing it to others. And, of course, people don't want to hear bad news. But they're far better off to hear bad news and make preparations for it than simply not to be told. It's like a doctor when he tells somebody they've got cancer. They don't want to hear that. They reject that. They don't want to have cancer. But if they have it, you have a moral obligation to tell them. And then they're going to get really very, very angry when they hear that it really is true, that the world that we think is so safe and wonderful and secure, and we've got a 401k, and we've got all these wonderful things, economic security, and maybe we will lose everything we have. Maybe we'll lose our freedom. Maybe we'll lose our families. Maybe we'll lose our lives in this battle which is taking place today. Well, those things happen in other countries. They don't happen here. But once people understand that they are happening here, many times they'll become depressed. And then, of course, many times they'll come out the far end, dedicated to this epic struggle to determine whether America, this nation that was once the beacon of hope for all nations throughout the world, whether this nation or any nation conceived under God, can long endure. And so we hope that you will get the information, and we'll be telling you some of the exciting things that are coming up that we'll be planning in this next few weeks. I'll tell you, I'm more encouraged now than I have been in 30 years. I've been in this battle for 40 years, and I think there's some exciting things, and I can't tell you all about them today, but they are coming down the line, and with your help and with God's help, maybe we can make a difference to hold back the floodgates that are moving us rapidly towards the one world government, plunging us into what I believe will become the Third World War that will have serious and devastating consequences here in the United States. So, it should be obvious to all of our listeners that our administration is intent upon going to war in the Middle East. I mean, we don't care what Saddam Hussein says or what he does. And Saddam Hussein is a wicked and evil man. He always has been. And yet we kept him in power in 1991 and in 93 and 95 when his own military wanted to overthrow him. We betrayed them, and the military leaders who were willing to overthrow Saddam Hussein or try were arrested and tortured to death. And if you don't believe that, the book is called See No Evil. It's written by a former CIA agent, actually cleared by the CIA. Fascinating book, See No Evil. We don't carry it. It's been very hard to get, but you can check it. Go to your library. Try to check it out. Robert Baer. Yes, in 93 and 95, the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And we refused either to help them or even to give them any encouragement. We simply betrayed them. And, of course, with that sort of a background, is it any wonder why there are people in the Near East who look upon America as the great Satan? And it isn't because America isn't a wonderful and noble country, but it is because there have been wicked people who've taken over our country. And since its inception, there have been two parallel forces, one the Christian, the other the occult, the demonic, the evil. And, of course, today, as James Russell Lowell said so well in his characteristic poem, classic poem, once to every man and nation, this present crisis. Today, evil it indeed is on the throne. Well, Dr. Kaufman, what can our listeners do to try to have an impact on what is taking place?
Well, there's a number of things, both pragmatic and spiritual, that you can really do. You need to be able to get involved in your government activities at a number of different levels. One of the things that really stood out in Johannesburg was that they're trying to work through local communities to implement their agenda They will try anything. You know, the whole concept of the Kyoto Protocol, the EPA spent billions of dollars funded directly to communities and to states to fund the implementation of the Kyoto Protocol, even though we hadn't signed the treaty. Well, the same thing is happening with this whole concept of sustainable development. As you well know, in your local area, you have Local Agenda 21. Well, there's also an organization called the International Council for the Local Environmental Initiatives, and there are a number of communities in the up and down the California, Oregon, and Washington coast that are members of this. And it is the classic form of so-called reinventing government, Al Gore's reinventing government, whereby you have a series of partnerships between government, industry, and NGOs or non-governmental organizations that decide what you're going to do in your local community to make it sustainable. The one thing that's missing out of that piece of the puzzle is there's no accountability to the electorate. None. And as a consequence, it's another mechanism to gain control over the general population by having the appearance that there is a responsible government in effect because they're involving quote-unquote local citizens, but those local citizens are special interest citizens. They don't represent the general public as a whole, and as a consequence, there is no accountability to the local electorate or local citizenry. And as a result of that, they can literally do anything they want to right over the top of your head, and you have no say in the matter, and they can implement procedures and land use zoning in a way that is going to be very detrimental to the wealth and the health and the well-being of your community, and you're not going to have any say in the matter. You can't vote them out of office because they're not in office, and as a consequence, you can wind up all of a sudden losing all of your asset values and so forth in your home because of a decision that these non-elected people made. So get involved in your local government. Make sure that these sort of things do not come in. The same thing at the state level. We need to get acquainted with your local representative, your local senator, and so forth, not on a harsh basis necessarily where you're always condemning them. Where they're doing things right, make sure you congratulate them. And finally, of course, the same thing with the federal government, that we need to be involved as citizens and contacting our local representatives, both congressional and senatorial, so that they have an understanding of where you stand. And use your mechanisms, use everything you can. You say you're going to have this meeting, this all-day training session in 2 weeks. Go to it, people out in the listening audience. I know Stan will put on an excellent, outstanding seminar and workshop that you can become intimately familiar. And I think, Stan, you and I agree that when you go in and talk to your local representatives, be it the state level or the federal level, or even the local level, come armed with documentation. Our website, discerningtoday.org, is one of those websites. Sovereignty.net is another organization I'm involved in. Your website, Stan, where you can get the background information, actual documentation, often using the United Nations documents themselves to totally undermine what they're doing and expose what they're doing. You can't just go in there and tell them that they're wrong. You have to prove it to them. But you can do that. But it requires that you be well-armed with very good information.
Well, of course, the people who come to our syllabus are going to get the information put out by this International Council on Local
Environmental
initiatives. And we actually have their material, and you'll understand how they work. And, of course, you're going to be told that this is a local initiative. But it is all coordinated from above. This is exactly what their plan is. They're going to tell you, we want to return the power to the local government. But, of course, it will really be controlled by the feudal lords at the international level. Because who is funding this whole thing? It is these people of great wealth who want total power over your lives. And, of course, many of these people have given their lives to the dark side. That is why they're so wealthy. That is why they have so much power. And believe me, remember when Christ was on the Mount of Temptation and the devil said to him, I can give you all of the nations of this world, kingdoms of this world, if you'll simply fall down and worship me. How could the devil make that offer unless he controlled all of the governments of the world at that time. Well, for a while he didn't control the American government, but I think that our government's going to the devil, as well as most of the governments throughout the world, and they're working in concert to plunge us into another terrible and horrible war. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you want to, you can get any more material, but if you'd like to talk to Dr. Kaufman, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And you better understand, they intend to kill off a large part of the world's population. And any of you who doubt that, if you'd like to see the quotation the pages from the UNESCO Courier, when, of course, we have Jacques Cousteau talking about the necessity of killing off 350,000 people a day. Could you imagine if Jerry Falwell had said that, or if Pat Robertson had said that? But when one of the high priests of the environmental movement, Jacques Cousteau, said that shortly before he died, why, of course, totally blacked out by the controlled media. November 1961, we have the article both in French and in English. If you'd prefer either one, we'd be glad to send it to you free of charge. Give us a call, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Get my population control agenda monograph from the internet at RadioLiberty.com. Go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the occult monument there where they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That means that they're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. These people are deadly serious. And now we find new diseases. We find increasingly that antibiotics aren't treating diseases. We're told there are going to be biological attacks in America. We've just got to go to war with that wicked Saddam Hussein. And why isn't anybody concerned? I really think there's a spirit of blindness on people. What do you think, Michael?
Oh, I think there is, too, even within the church, maybe especially within the church, because people have lived like this for 200 years and it can't happen here, and the mentality that you know, that's something that's going to be yet in the future, not realizing that all of the conditions necessary for those things to happen are on us right now. Again, we're not saying that it's going to happen right now. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It may be 20 years. I don't know for sure, but you have to be aware that the very things that are discussed biblically about the end days are happening in the greater and greater volume all around the world as we speak.
And a massive increase in knowledge and a move towards a cashless society. And of course, the key was the children of Israel returning to the Holy Land. Let's go to Richard calling in from Florida. Hi, Richard. Do you have a question? You may have to hold on until after the break for the answer, but what's your question?
I have a question, yeah. I know it was the Club of Rome that came up with the idea of dividing the world into 10 sections, and I'm pretty sure it's the 10 horns of the king of the last days, because a horn is a division within a kingdom. But I went to their website. I don't find it anywhere. Do you know where I can get information on all the sections of how they're going to divide the world?
Yeah, we actually have it in one of our videos called The Islam Connection, where we talk about the 10 divisions, and also in the financial control for tomorrow.
All right, we're going to have to interrupt you. We'll cover this as soon as we get back, and you hang on there, Richard. But right now, certainly, I want to just remind you about our conference we're going to have on the 23rd of November, and if there's any way you can get here, we think it'll be well worthwhile. And as I say, the syllabus will have a lot of documentation in it, information you're never going to find elsewhere, information that's been suppressed, even pages from Woodrow Wilson's book, where he talks about ever since he entered politics, there have been men coming to him who were afraid of someone, afraid of something, so afraid they would never speak of it above inaudible tone. What was it they were afraid of? Well, you'll understand after you come to the syllabus, after you come to the seminar. So if you're coming, why, of course, it's all day long. Got to be luncheon. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're dependent on those of you who believe in us and believe in what we're trying to do. For your financial support, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. And you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us finance the 50-some stations we're on across America, the Internet, satellite time, the radio time we have to buy, the shortwave time. It's all expensive. But, of course, we feel it's so vitally important. And we are reaching an increasingly large audience. More and more people, are beginning to wake up. So when you join the Radio Liberty family, you're helping us spread the truth. And remember our website, it's RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, your assignment is to tell others about our programs. Get them listening. Get them going to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Only a knowledgeable people with God's help can possibly remain free.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we have Richard calling from Florida, and he wanted to know about the 10 areas. Now, I don't know whether it represents the 10 horns or not. I think anything we say about the interpretation of the revelation, is purely speculation. Many people have different ideas, but at least as far as the background of the world in 10 different areas, Dr. Kaufman, you say that's covered in your videos?
That's covered in my videos, but it's also in the Birth of World Government. I was just looking it up during the ad on page 72. And again, I agree with you, Stan. We don't know exactly if these things, if it represents the true 10 horns. But again, it's very difficult to ignore it, and you need to be at least aware of it. And we discuss it in the Birth of World Government.
All right, finally, you can get that book by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Thanks, good to hear from you, Richard. Let's go to John or Jim calling from Ohio. Hi, Jim. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I got a question. The community I live in here in Ohio is Knox County.
Right.
And I heard you mention something about a group with a 21 name in it. And something about 21.
Oh, you're talking about Agenda 21.
Well, Agenda 21,
Agenda,
yes.
Agenda 21.
Right.
Here they call it Focus 2100.
All right. Well, they have lots of names because they want to confuse you, but it's all the same thing. It's all this centrally coordinated plan by which they want to get people out of cars, they want to limit their use of water, they want to get them into sustainable communities, they want to control you, your family, and your soul.
Okay. That's exactly what they're proposing here. They're telling you how to use your land and
You need to get our sustainable development syllabus, which actually has the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, and then you can get that monstrosity and read it if you want to, but the summary is there and it tells you the pages, and then you can appear to be very intellectual. You can get a copy of the Santa Cruz Agenda 21, which is simply a takeoff on the International Agenda 21, and in every local community they have their agents bringing this about. And many of these people are the radical left. Many of them are Marxist and communist. They know exactly what they're doing. They think that they are going to get that they are going to defeat these wicked capitalists without realizing they're being used by them. Anything else, Jim?
No, I just I heard that I was wondering if maybe it could be part of the same organization.
Yeah, I suspect that exactly it is, right. It's all part of this idea of controlling you or your property and your future.
They'll use 100 different names, but it'll all be the same thing.
Right. Okay, anything else, Jim?
No.
Thanks. Help us get the information out, and let's go to Paul. Paul, where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from Toronto.
Okay, good.
Yeah, God's creation was, is, and always shall remain infinitely bountiful, but for the banking systems of men. The other thing is, what we must realize is God made men and women quite different. If anyone tends to be a socialist, it's women. When men, American men particularly, Canadians, Australians, New Zealand, the four so-called New Worlds, who were very, very wealthy, we gave the Bank Act and the Income Tax Act and the vote to women at the same time, at the turn of the century. And what we have done is, in those ensuing years, we have passed massive amounts of legislation to socialize the nations and to take direct power from the communities and vest it in Washington and Ottawa.
Right.
And until we rescind some of this legislation, until we expose these things, essentially, in a nutshell, we gave our nations over to women, and unless women repent of the vote, socialism will continue.
Well, boy, you're really going to have about half the population mad at you for saying that, but you know, there is a certain truth in what you say.
Right.
The whole idea, the way that God designed things is the man was to be the head of the house. Now, the man was totally dependent upon his wife, but the man was to be the head of the house, and of course, when our founding fathers established the vote, we were voting by households, not by numerical numbers and not by people.
Yes.
And of course, now, of course, we created a situation where we have division in the house, and the wife wants one thing, and the husband wants another, and of course, everything is aimed at destroying the family, the basic building block of society, and of course, there's a certain element of truth in what you say, even though it's not a very popular truth.
Well, may I just say that when Adam and Eve were in position in the Garden of Eden, and Adam had sovereignty and dominion, everything was fine. When he gave Eve the vote, even the devil voted him out of his garden. God came down and said, "What have you done, you mutt man? I told you not to do that."
All right. Thanks so much, Paul. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. What are your thoughts on what Paul was saying?
No question about it. It's, women tend to be, and I don't, you know, I'm not being a sexist or anything else. They vote more on their emotions than on sensibility. And there's no question that, you know, 70% of the women voted for Bill Clinton back in the two terms that he had office.
And yet some of the finest conservatives and some of the finest patriots I know are women.
Yes, very much so. You cannot make a stereotype statement in that. But you also have to remember, and it's in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that it was the male intellectual elite, the banking system back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, that set up this system that allowed the vote, and they allowed the vote to be able to cause division.
Amen to that. And of course, people must understand that these wicked people are behind most of the problems we have, the immigration, the changes in the Constitution to allow everyone to vote. The idea that we will have a democracy. No, democracies always fail. They always end in dictatorships. Certainly that was known. Alexander Tyler wrote that long before the Constitution was signed. James Madison recognized that the fallacies of democracy, we are a republic, a government of laws with the power of the federal government is to be restricted by the chains of the Constitution. They don't even teach that in schools today.
No, they don't, tragically. And Jefferson said something to the effect that when all power shifts from the local and the state governments to Washington, our government will become as venal and as oppressive as the one from which we have just separated. And that is exactly what's happened. As Washington has gained more and more power, our government has become more and more abusive.
You're absolutely right. And Jefferson was a very, very wise man. I mean, I'd agree with him on some of his religious views, but as far as his understanding of the frailty of men and the fact that once given power, it would be misused, and that most famous of all statements, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down from mischief with the chains of the Constitution. He understood, of course, what happens when you give all power to Washington, D.C., and that's what the Office of Homeland Security is all about. That's what the USA Patriot Act is all about. You realize that even the Interior Service of the United States government now has a police force. We're giving badges and weapons to all sorts of federal officials, and they want to disarm the local populace. Why? Well, I think if guns create problems, maybe we ought to take them away from government officials. And I think that the first thing we want to do is disarm the government. And then after that, why, we can go ahead and disarm the criminals And then after that, maybe we can do away with guns, but we can't disarm all of these government officials, and we can't disarm all of the criminals, then the people better keep their arms, because, of course, as we saw on September 11th of last year, the government either cannot or will not protect us.
Yes.
We're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners today, Michael?
Well, you know, we talked about the political or the pragmatic side of what we can do. We didn't get a chance to talk about the spiritual side, and I always like to wind up my discussion with you, Stan, on the fact that we all have a biblical responsibility to seek what God has in mind for us to do. And it's variable. We can't say that you should do such and such or that or that, or, you know, whatever. It has to be between you and God. And we need to be on our knees, beseeching God as to what we should be doing in this situation, both as individuals, as our families, as corporately, as in the church. Whatever the case, Lord, we have a responsibility to be active in some form or another. It's not sufficient to be sitting back on your sofa and saying, well, it's inevitable, we can't do anything about it. The Bible doesn't allow that. And this escapism theology, as some like to call it, is not correct. We have to be responsible for fighting evil to the extent that the legal system allows it. And right now, we can fight it. I don't know that I can say that in 3 or 5 years, whether we'll have the legal ability to fight the evil that's creeping in on us from the outsides in, and actually from the insides out, too, as far as that goes. But we need to be seeking God as to what He wants to do and then act on it.
Amen. And Chris, this is the force which is behind homosexuality and behind abortion and behind pornography and behind the AIDS epidemic and all of these evils in our society. And of course, Satan's motto is do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. And that's just what we're teaching our kids in schools. You be the determinant of what's right and wrong. There is no God. We all evolved from lower forms of life. We want to teach you to make decisions. What child can make a decision on their own? They need God's guidance and God's rules, whether they're 14 or whether they're 74. And of course, this is the message that they're not getting in churches, and they're certainly not getting in schools. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's one of the really the champions of freedom and out there on the front lines of the battle. Let's get out your telephone number and your website once again.
1-800-799-9878. That's an 8-5 number, Eastern Time. Or go to discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org.
And remember Dr. Kaufman's book, The Birth of World Government. It's available by calling 1-800-5-HIVOR, because America truly is at war today. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye. And, of course, Dr. Kaufman's absolutely right. This is a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, environmental battlefield, but it's really a spiritual battle, and what energizes the people on the other side is this Luciferian force, which is alive and well, the demonic manifestation of the forces that work behind the scenes today. So our plea is, of course, become informed and then help us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And so, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our ministers, because they should be leading this spiritual battle. We ask you to pray, of course, for our ministry, for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll probably see you Wednesday. Same for tape, I think. I mean for...
Oh, you need to ride home tonight. Okay.
Why don't you let me take them? You have 3 phone calls to make.